So, a few thoughts about dating. I just want to share with you a story. Imagine that you have a friend who's on this electronic swing, and he's swinging back and forth and back and forth, and you tell him, "Shmuel, how you doing?" You're standing there in the middle of a desert. He's on the swing going back and forth. And you're standing there with a plate of water. And he says, "Chaim, I'm thirsty. Give me a drink." So you say, "Shmuel, all we have is this plate of water. The closest faucet is 3 days' journey. I want to give you a drink. Stop swinging." Shmuel says, "I can't. It'll take me time to slow down and stop. The swing's gone. Give me the plate. I'm thirsty." And you say, "You can have the plate, but stop swinging. I want you to have the water, but I can't give it to you when you're on the swing." "Chaim, I'm thirsty. Don't you understand? I'm thirsty. I'm dying of thirst. There's a sweltering heat here. What do you care that the swing's still going?" "Of course I care the swing's still going. If you don't stop, everything's going to go flying. You'll get a few drops, but you're not going to get the plate of water." "You don't stop it, Chaim. Give me the plate of water." "Shmuel, think for a minute. If you take the plate of water right now, what's going to happen? You'll have your few drops and then it's gone, and then you have 3 days to travel that water. Slow down. Stop. But it's going to take me time, Chaim. I can't stop." "I know it's going to take you time. But it's in your interest to slow down and stop before you take that plate of water." "Chaim, I'm thirsty. Don't you understand? Shmuel, I understand how thirsty you are. Think for a minute." What are we talking about? We're talking about dating. That's what happens when people walk into Machon Meir. They're on the swing. And they say, "I want a date." And we say, "I know you're thirsty. It's good that you're thirsty. It's normal that you're thirsty. It makes sense that you want to get married. That's the way it should be. But slow down. You got to stop. You got to settle. You got to date out of equilibrium. You have to know who you are and where you're going. Just because you're thirsting for it, well, that's good that you're thirsting for it. It's like the guy in the swing. You're right, but you got to stop the swing." Meaning, a person coming to Machon Meir is making changes in his life. You shouldn't be dating out of imbalance. It's a healthy imbalance. You're making positive moves in your life, but you haven't settled yet. The key to dating, and that's why we usually have our dating series at the end of the year, is that a person has to first find themselves, define themselves, know where they're coming from and where they're headed to, know what their goals in life are, know what their priorities are. When you have clarity in that, then it makes sense to go out and date. We don't date just for the heck of it, to meet a girl, to see a nice girl. That's not what we're doing. When we date, we're dating for the purpose of building a home, of getting married. And so, even though people come in here and they're very thirsty, we have situations where students say, "I want to date and I want to get married and I want to build a Jewish home." That's great. But you have to realize it's in your best interest to land, to let the swing stop swinging. Just like the guy on the swing is dying for a drink, but you tell him, it's really not in your interest. The same is true here. It's really not in your interest. And we've had so many students who did this. We've had students who came here and they had a girl who they wanted to marry, where it was a done deal. They already knew one another. And they knew one another when he wasn't keeping Shabbos and kosher. So she went to do her studies, he went to do his studies. In most cases, they ended up getting married after a year. They did. They matched and they continued matching and they built beautiful homes together. But they did it out of balance and out of equilibrium. And it's logical. The issue is, like the guy on the swing, it's hard to see that logic when you're the one who's thirsty. When you're the one who wants the drink, so the only thing you're thinking about is, "Give me the drink." But that's why it's important to stop and think and hopefully have a teacher or a parent, someone who's going to help you see where you are. How many changes have you made in your life? And have you landed with those changes? Have you settled with those changes? Are you whole with those changes? As I often ask people when they want to start dating, how many down days have you had? How many days where you did not feel like davening, you did not feel like keeping Shabbos, you did not feel like shutting your cell phone when Shabbos came in, you did not feel like shutting the computer when the sun set, and where were you there? You want to gauge yourself, look at your downs and ask yourself, how far down did I go? You need to be balanced. Your ups and downs have to be within a range that makes sense. so that you can build a home and be stable and balanced with your wife. You can date a girl and know what you want of yourself, know where you're headed, know what your priorities are. And maybe we'll conclude with another story that I always tell. Imagine you're climbing a mountain. And there are boulders rolling down the mountain, but you see them in advance. So you could dodge the boulders. The only thing is, you're climbing with someone else on your side. And each of you has one leg tied to the other one. So long as you move your legs together, you're fine. So long as you're in sync, you can climb together, and you can dodge the boulders together. The problem arises when a boulder starts rolling towards you, and you tell that partner, let's jump left. And the partner says, no, let's jump right. And then you have a tug of war, and then the boulder can mow you down. That's where the dangers start. And the same is true of marriage. When we enter marriage, we have no clue what challenges await us. No one knows. You don't know if there'll be financial issues, health issues, relationship issues, questions of where you're going to live. You can't anticipate what life has in store for you. You know you're headed up the mountain of life, and you know there are going to be challenges, which are the boulders heading down towards you. What you also know is that when you're getting married, you're tying your leg to her leg. And you're not going to be able to jump one way without her approval. Life is a series of compromises. We have our ambitions, we have our dreams, we have our goals, and then we have to contend with the challenges that challenge those dreams and ambitions and goals. And the question is, what will we compromise about? And when we're dating, what we're searching for is someone who can be our partner. Not only that there's chemistry and that we're fond of the person and we're looking to build a life with the person, but that we have shared values, shared goals, shared priorities, so that when the challenges come up and we have to compromise, and we can never cover in the dating, we can never cover all the questions that'll come up in life. No one's smart enough for that. So how do you know if she's right? If you share those goals and priorities, so then when the challenges will come up, you will instinctively compromise in the same direction. You will be able to make life work together because you share the same priorities. So it's not that you're doing her a favor or she's doing you a favor. It's that both of you recognize that in lieu of the circumstances, you must compromise in this direction or that direction. So that's why it is so critical that before you start dating, you take the time to define yourself, to know where you're headed, to know what weight you give different ideas. People sometimes come to Machon Meir and they say, State of Israel, it's the most important thing in the world. I'm going to the army and risking my life. I'm going to go and do a million things for the state. And then the question is that really their priority? Was it their priority 3 weeks ago, 2 years ago? To what degree is it critical to them? And what happens when he meets the girl of his dreams and she says, I'm not convinced I want to make Aliyah. So do you break off over that? She says, I'm willing to make Aliyah. I'm not willing to live the life of a wife whose husband is out for 3 weeks at a time. And she never knows if he's coming back alive. Do you give up on a girl for that? So those are difficult questions in every scenario. But in order to understand what we're doing, in order to do it responsibly, in order to make correct decisions, and even the decision to marry a girl, we have to identify ourselves. We have to know who we are. We have to stop swinging. And part of Machon Meir is you're on a swing. Now, where's the pendulum going to stop? That's when we have to go into marriage. Yes, we're always growing. Yes, life is dynamic. But there has to be a range. You can't have a situation where 1 year you're keeping Shabbos and the next year not. 1 year living in Israel is the most important thing and the next year making $1 million in Wall Street is the most important thing. That's not fair to your wife. It's not fair to your kids. And one of the questions I always ask, I try to ask when I'm involved in a shidduch, I say, ethically, morally, as a human being, irrespective of the Torah, are you willing to commit to the lifestyle you both agree to? And to my mind, that's something which both sides have to agree to. Because when a person is a chozer b'tshuva, his connection with Torah values and a Torah lifestyle can wane and wax. It can come up and down. There are days you're more excited about being Jewish, and days you're even more excited about being Jewish. But the relationship is predicated on certain understandings. You're entering a relationship where both sides are counting on the other side to live up to their end of the deal. So there has to be a level of maturity and responsibility where a person says, I am taking the responsibility to lead the lifestyle we're going to discuss. And it doesn't matter whether I wake up in the morning and I am totally disinterested with putting on tefillin. If our agreement is we're leading a total lifestyle, then I will put on tefillin and daven. I feel zero connection. I say, Baruch Atah Hashem, and I wonder, who am I talking to? That's true. There are days like that too. But if I've committed to a lifestyle, then I'm going to abide by it whether I feel like it or not. There are going to be mornings where I do feel like it, and then there are going to be other mornings. But it's not going to be a situation. It may not be a situation where we agree on keeping a Torah lifestyle, and I wake up one Shabbos morning and tell my wife, honey, you know I miss my Saturday morning cartoons. Why don't we just sit with a bowl of cereal and watch, I don't know what the Saturday morning cartoons are, never watch them, but whatever. That's not acceptable. We're agreeing on something and we have to be at a maturity, we have to be at a place where we can responsibly take on that responsibility. And that's why I encourage you to wait. Wait with the dating. Yes, you're thirsty, that's legitimate, that's normal, that's the way it should be. But you got to let the swing stop swinging in order to get the correct drink out of it.